producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Fasinelli here, and Kenny Kessler talking about the issues of the day. Yes, hello, Roberta. Roberta is the Queen of Cheap. She'll have her Queen of Cheap report, how you can save a lot of money in a few minutes here on Good Day. New Canadian Prime Minister today. Roberta and I were just talking politics off the air. Here's this is the, I guess, equivalent of the Bush family in Canada, the Trudeau family. And this guy, you probably like this guy. He's a member of the Liberal Party, Justin Trudeau. His father was Prime Minister in the 70s and the 80s. This transition will ease tensions between Canada and the United States, at least while President Obama is in office, because he didn't like the Prime Minister. It's very interesting. You know, we talk about politics here and how the Republicans seem not to be able to get along with the Democrats, and there is this thing that we think is insular, that is, it applies only to America. But Obama doesn't like Netanyahu because politically Netanyahu is where Boehner or the Republicans are. Netanyahu would be a Republican if he were an American. And in many ways, because he went to school in America, he is. If you met him, I remember going into his office and interviewing him for 40 minutes once in the Knesset a number of years ago, and thought, this guy is, he's like a New York Jew. He sounds like a New York Jew. he just fits. And that's why he's so popular over here with people who support Israel, and that's why Obama doesn't like him as much as anything else, because he's, well, I mean, if you look at what's going on, the Israelis have been arming themselves and training. I saw a picture of families and groups that are training in response to the lethal attacks by Palestinians. Many of them are wielding knives. The prime minister said, quote, no one should take the law into their own hands. This is after an Eritrean was mistaken for an attacker. He was shot by an Israeli soldier, and then he was stoned and beaten by a crowd. It's pretty tense over there. And a lot of times, if you look at some of the maps of what it was like when Palestine existed in what is now the Jewish state, this is a question that's very hard to answer. It really is. I'm a student of history. I was political science and speech major in college, and I took a great interest in what was going on in the Middle East. And I remember looking at the pre-46 map of what is now Israel, and it was Palestine. Mm-hmm. So the United Nations decided that the Israelis ought to be able to inhabit part of Palestine. But the map of Palestine in 1948, where the Israelis moved in and Israel was declared, the size of what the Palestinians were given versus the size of what the Palestinians have today is like one quarter. They've been pushed out, moved out, warred out, whatever. Now, I'm not taking the side of the Palestinians. Maybe the individual Palestinian or Arab that lives in these areas, not to be confused with Hamas and people who are like, Arafat, and what that brought. They've used that problem to create huge wealth for themselves, these people that lead Hamas and some of these other splinter organizations. So they're the ones that are responsible for the attacks on the Israelis. And so, but there, it's, even though you think that people over there can tell the difference, they can't any more than we can. There is no, if you look at a Semite, and you look at a Jew, you look at people who are in Jerusalem or in Tel Aviv or any place in Israel, you can't tell oftentimes the native Jew from the native Arab from the native Christian, because they all look the same. The way you can tell the difference is the number of white European Jews who have moved to Israel and more or less taken over. That would be Netanyahu and his group. And there are more, I think, white Jews there now than there were certainly when it was first settled, although it was supposedly carved out to take care of the European Jews that had been displaced by the Nazis in World War II. That's why it was established. But the people who were there got along fine. And that's what makes you wonder, okay, what was the cause of really all of this? I've been to Israel four times. Every single time I've gone over there, I've had either breakfast, lunch, dinner, or all of the above with Israeli Jews, Israeli Arabs, and Israeli Christians. And they all just sit at a table. I remember sitting at a table at a fella's house. There were eight people at a dinner with me, and I couldn't tell by listening to them or looking at them, whether they were Jewish, they were Christian, or they were Arabs.
You know, I think what people would find if you go over there, I mean, I had a very similar experience, Doug, when you go over there, there isn't that much friction between the Arabs, the Jews,
not
and the
original, not the settlers.
Not the people who were there. You know,
right.
I mean, among the day-to-day life, people are very tolerant
of
each other.
Yep.
Everybody gets along. It's
yep.
the extremist groups
yes.
that are causing
right.
the issues. But day-to-day life, everybody gets along.
And they get the headlines, and the youngsters. I remember the first trip that I took over there, which would have been in 1997, 8, having breakfast with a group of students from a school. It was the American school. But it was all from well-to-do Palestinian families, well-to-do Israeli families, well-to-do European families. And they all were in school. They all got along. Mm-hmm. It is the political. It's kind of like the make-believe stuff that goes on here. The fakery between Democrats and Republicans and how it stirs the troops down below. After hours, do some of these people not like each other? Yeah, that's true.
Oh, yeah.
More in the House than in the Senate. The Senate's a club. They all like each other. They all get along.
Yep.
There's no real difference. They just, you know, they may vote differently. But there isn't the kind of animosity in the Senate as there is in the House. And there's little animosity in the House, but it's there. But we take all this stuff and we use it to stir up people and get them to give money to campaigns, or you get companies
right.
to give, and we're used. And the
yes.
people in Israel, the same thing. You're being used by those who
yes.
want more power, more control. It's the same thing. Maybe it's universal. Maybe that's the way it is with Russia, China. Who knows? They're all the same, maybe, and we're all kind of falling aside because the news media is doing such a horrible job of bringing us the facts, the truth. I learn more about America when I'm out of the country from local news sources in whatever country I may be in than I learn by going through 14 mm-hmm. different sites every day here.
Well, you know, I look at the BBC news sites
mm-hmm.
and I look at the Al Jazeera news sites
mm-hmm.
and between the two of them, you get a really, you know, pretty honest picture of what's going on.
Yeah.
You know,
well,
but that's foreign media.
Yes, it is. And one of the things that's most different is the treatment of the immigration issue across Europe.
Yeah.
Here
you don't even hear about it. Nobody cares.
Well, but what they tell you really sort of compares it to our own problem that we have on the southern border here. And what happens is what you read is that that they are all worried that the border is going to be closed and all these people that are refugees are going to stay sort of hooked up in some place where they can't survive. Winter's moving in, and so it's a sticky situation, mostly because of the politics that's been applied to it. Frankly, anyway, that's the way I see it, and it'd be interesting to see.
Well, you have to feel for those people when you really read what's going on. You really have to feel for them because most of them are fleeing for their lives, basically.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know, trying to protect their families.
They stay there.
Children.
The certain sects that don't agree with ISIS, they
right.
kill them.
Would kill them.
Yeah,
would kill them
like rats.
So, you know. They are refugees in the true sense of the word.
Roberta Fasanelli, our fabulous. I was going to go back. We used to call. What do I call you? The fabulous info babe. That still sticks
used to
in
be
my
the fabulous weather babe.
Yes, right. Info
time.
Babe, weather babe.
Okay.
But she's the queen
I'm
of
the
cheap.
Babe. Just call me the fabulous babe.
The fabulous babe. All right.
Like
information
that.
On how you can save lots of money coming up. The Queen of Cheap Report is next here on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I really need to ship something.
Staples has UPS in-store and all the packing and shipping supplies you need.
Great. But today's Sunday.
At Staples, you can ship 7 days a week.
Even Sunday?
Yep.
Saturday?
Mm-hmm.
Flag Day?
Yeah.
International Fanny Pack Day?
Seriously.
March 12th. Look it up.
Right now, get up to 5% cash back in Staples Rewards. Pack more, save more. Staples. Make more happen.
5% back in rewards excludes postage, gift, or prepaid phone cards and purchase made at third-party sites. Rewards not paid on taxes, delivery charges, and coupons. See staples.com for details.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, the world is your office with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business with all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
At TIAA Crep, our record sounds like a broken record. We got impressive results in 2013. And 2014? Same thing. We're like, hey, weren't we just here? Then 2015, boom, more impressive results. That's the kind of record you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Intelligent investing, powerful results. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Crep Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. Investing involves risk.
She's the queen of cheap, the diva of dumpster dive.
Roberta Fessinelli.
Hi, Roberta. How are we saving today? By the way, go to the Better Living box at DougSteffen.com where all the deals are explained in detail that Roberta's going to reference now.
Okay, let's start with Redbox. For those of you who like to go to Redbox, rent a movie, rent a game, a DVD, a Blu-ray, whatever it is, we've got a whole bunch of codes for you. For 50 cents, you can rent one of these wonderful things to waste your evening. There's quite a few of them. You have to go to the Better Living section, look up Queen of Cheap. And they're good until November 1st. That's the really nice thing. I think you can use one a day, which is why we've listed a whole bunch of them. So you could, basically brain out and chill out and just kind of veg out on all sorts of things. If you really don't feel like doing anything else, go to Redbox, 50 cents. We have two free pedometers if you feel like doing something other than be a couch potato. Absolutely free. Why two? Well, because this organization, which is one of the health organizations, wants you to put one on yourself and one on your significant other or a friend or your dog or whatever while you go walking and just see how far you've gone. We also have a free subscription to Men's Health Magazine. So after you're doing all that wonderful walking, you can work on the rest of your body, guys, and you can have a beach bod or have a butt like Doug has, which is actually kind of nice. And we have a free Virginia Sins lighter.
Nice of you to notice.
You don't have to be a smoker.
I thought only one person noticed that. Thank you very much.
You've always had a nice butt.
Thank you.
Yeah, free Virginia Slims lighter. You don't have to be a smoker. Disgusting habit, smoking. But, you know, I ordered one of these lighters. Heck, they want to give me something free, I'll take it. And it's a nice, looks like a pen. It's very, very thin, really kind of neat. You always need a lighter for candles or, you know, if you just want to burn your house down or something. So you'll find all of these wonderful things.
I heard on the Doug Steffen Show how to burn my house down.
Right. The only wonderful things at the Queen of Cheap section, at the Better Living section at DougSteffen.com. Lots of evergreen stuff in there too, to teach you how to save money.
Better Living Box. Speaking of living better, I'm in this brand new chair. The first new chair I've had since I created the studio in the 90s.
Oh,
Meredith
good.
Got me it for my birthday, and you can tell that I'm sitting up straighter, and I'm able to focus better, and my words are clearer, all because of this new chair. 21 after.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pileski of the Pileski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
A sudden change in the wind. The day grows dark. As ominous clouds move in and lightning begins to carve arcs in the sky, and you realize you are not prepared.
I'm telling you, yes, take cover.
Tornadoes, hurricanes, and floods can turn your world upside down. And if you are choosing to rely on the government to save you,
and no one's coming to help them,
you could be dead wrong. The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to PowerPrepper.com. PowerPrepper.com has partnered with Numana. You'll find the most advanced water filtration devices and the best tasting non-GMO gluten-free long-term storable food that you'll love to eat. Call 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829, and speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us online at powerprepper.com. That's powerprepper.com. remember, powerprepper.com. storable food you'll love to eat.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
You're kidding yourself. Hang there. I don't hear anything, Kara.
Wow. Oh, there
we go. Yes.
Hello.
24 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Roberta Kenny and I have the services of the rock band Lynyrd Skynyrd. And the reason that we have four or five of their tunes in concert here during this hour of the musical portion of the Good Day program is because on this date in 1977, the plane which was carrying them ran out of fuel and crashed in Gillsburg, Mississippi. How do you have a plane go up without, when you check out, this is a question that I was asking when we were talking about John Denver crashing plane a while ago. How do you do it? You have a checklist, don't you? When you get into a plane, you check everything out, all the instruments, check the fuel. So how do you get in a commercial airline or even a small passenger plane like this?
And not look at fuel,
and
right?
And not know how much fuel was in the plane. Oof. So, the six people who died in the crash, lead singer Ronnie Van Zant, and the guitarist Steve Gaines, and Cassie Gaines, so he was, they were brother and sister, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Kenny. Other band members, Alan Collins, Gary Rossington, Leon Wilkson, Billy Powell, Artemis Pyle, Leslie Hawkins, tour manager Ron Eckerman, and the road crew suffered serious injuries. The crash came 3 days after the release of their Street Survivor album and five shows into the most successful headlining tour that they had ever been involved in to date. So tell us about this song that's playing, Kenny, will you?
Oh, well, this is Freebird. This wasn't on this album. But one of the kind of eerie things when the Street Survivors album came out, which was just like a week before this crash, the band was on the front, and there was all this fire behind them, like there was a big explosion.
Wow.
And then there was this plane crash, and they recalled the albums, and they put it out with just the band on it without the plane.
Ah, so if you have that album cover, it's worth something, huh?
Yeah.
It's kind of like the Beatles album with the dolls and the blood all over the place.
Oh, yeah.
Right, you know, that one?
No, I don't remember that one.
Yeah, how many Leonard Skinner
albums are there, Kenny, altogether?
Well, the surviving members are still going.
Yes.
So they're still putting stuff out.
Mm-hmm.
You know what happens with these small planes sometimes, Doug? They're overweighted because people say, well, I want to bring this and I want to bring that.
Too much
so what
weight.
They
yep.
do
right.
is they dump some of the fuel, and sometimes they dump too much and they run out.
Right.
So I think with John Denver, I think he purposely, he
there
he
are a lot of people
out.
Who think he had yeah. his trouble with...
He had some health issues.
His wife and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, he just wanted out.
Pretty depressed. Yeah, that could have been it. Yep, could have been. But a lot of easier ways of doing it.
Yeah, maybe he wanted to go doing something he loved, you know?
Yep. Leonard Skinner, what's the origin of that name, Kenny? Do you know? I remember we talked about this one day, and I don't remember what we said about the origin of the name.
They said it was a joke name based on a principal at their high school.
Really?
And they just changed the spelling of it around.
Leonard, his name was Leonard Skinner, but not spelled this way.
Probably Leonard Skinner.
Skinner, Leonard Skinner. Huh. Yeah. LYNYRDSKYNYRD.
So yeah, one of the stories I heard was that he told them they would never amount to anything, so they wanted to name the band after him.
Mm-hmm. Well, that happens, unfortunately, too much with administrators or teachers or even parents who don't have a clue about how to encourage youngsters. And when it comes to professionals like educators, teachers, and principals, if they say that to a student, they ought to get fired. And it's come back to haunt a lot of people. I know. I can remember a few actors who have said that they're and performers have said, Prince, you'll never amount to anything, kid. You're nothing but a troublemaker. Really? Well, let's hope that's enough to get people going so that they do create something good in their lives. The story of Leonard Skinner in brief here on Good Day at 28 after the hour.
In the news, for the lack of a second opinion, a small town in Indiana reels. This is Dr. Seamus on Cult, keeping you healthy without the dreaded copay. In Munster, Indiana, hundreds of patients are asking themselves, did I have invasive, life-threatening heart surgeries that not only were unnecessary, but life-threatening in and of themselves? Sadly, it seems that may have happened. A lot of this may have been avoided if... they'd ask for a second opinion. Here's the thing. Is it okay to ask for a second opinion? You bet it is! DCOC advice. These are the must-ask questions when getting a second opinion. Is my diagnosis correct? If not, why not? What are my treatment options? What happens if I don't get it treated? What do they recommend? If a second opinion is the polar opposite of the original, don't panic. Go through both diagnoses with your family doc and get her to explain the difference. This is Dr. Chambers on Call. If you want to know more about getting a second opinion, check out my article on drchambersoncall.com.
Got a lot on your to-do list? Now, during Kubota's Power to Do Great Things sales event, get a great deal on an L3301 or 3901 tractor with a live continuous running rear PTO. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 5 years, and great customer instant rebates when you buy a new L3301 or 3901 and two implements. Now through December 31st, 2015, call toll-free 1-888-465-8268 for details about cost and terms. For more information or to find a participating dealer, visit Kubota.com.
I'm terrible with money. Apparently, a PhD in physics won't help me predict the trajectory of my own retirement. So I work with TIAA Cref. You get quality, personalized advice no matter what your balance is. For me, they make investing as easy as Newtonian physics.
Advice for everyone. One more way TIAA Cref is created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA Cref Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an act of betrayal. Advice is subject to institutional plan rules. Investing involves risk.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You wouldn't go swim with the sharks without a cage, would you?
Hey, has anyone seen Larry?
It's in our nature to protect ourselves, especially when protection is simple and affordable. That's why IDStronghold.com has been providing affordable RFID protection for over 10 years. ID Stronghold wallets protect you from electronic pickpockets who pass near you with a scanner and steal your credit and debit card info, as well as data from other cards containing RFID chips. IDStronghold.com, the original maker of shielded wallets, is a technology company, so we understand how to best protect you against intrusive radio waves. ID Stronghold wallets are designed to block RFID signals, open or closed, no matter where in the wallet you put your cards. Most other RFID wallets on the market were designed with only fashion in mind and don't shield properly, if at all. If you're shopping for your next wallet, be sure to get the protection you deserve by going to IDStronghold.com, because getting anything else is like being the next victim in a Jaws movie.
The human body is more than 60% water. Your brain and muscles are 75% water. And your blood is 92% water. Water is vital to your body, and alkalizing your water is the key to keep it running at its best. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops keep your entire body healthy, boosts energy, promotes weight loss, and even fights cancer. Call 800-518-7615 or go to AlkaVision.com to find out more. That's ALKAVision.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone. We've always wondered what's down that highway.
Wonder no more what's down the highway today. We're all over it. Tuesday, the 20th of October, Doug Steffen with Roberta Fasanelli on the Good Day program. Kenny Kessler is here as well to provide us with information and conversation. The big conversation today focuses on Star Wars, or as they say here in New England, Star Wars. The Force Awakens. We have as our video of the day today at DougSteffen.com the new trailer for the Star Wars movie. For anybody who missed it last night during the Monday Night Football game, you want to see it again, you can see it at DougSteffen.com. First thing you see when you log on to DougSteffen.com is the video open, and we have a little audio. You know you want to see it. Here's the audio, though, from it.
I was raised to do one thing. But I've got nothing to fight for.
Nothing will stand in our way. I will finish what you started.
Stories about what happened.
It's true. All
lot more theatrical than some of the other productions. You could pick out all of the voices, though. Certainly Harrison Ford. Is the new voice for Darth Vader because James Earl Jones is 84 and they didn't give him the job? Where did that come
from? Darth Vader is dead.
Oh, he's dead at this time? Thought this was
This comes after Return of the Jedi.
Oh. All right. So then Luke could be the bad guy.
Could be. That's
spoiler
a rumor.
Alert! Yeah, that is a rumor. Spoiler alert! So the sale, the Star Wars, I think it should be called Star Wars, The Sales Begin. The campaign.
The marketing.
For, oh, my God.
The credit cards awaken.
Exactly. High drama around that. Our poll today at DougSteffen.com. Did you get tickets to Star Wars? Yes, I can't wait. B, I tried, but the site crashed. C, not yet, but I'll order them soon. D, I'll wait and take my chances at the theater. E, I have no interest whatsoever. It'll be interesting to see how many get into that bug. I'm not interested at all. Meredith has never seen a Star Wars movie, Roberta.
Really?
She hasn't seen any of them. I'm going to try to bring her around. I don't know how to see the old ones, but see the new one anyway. So if you have a preference or you already... Kenny's had the experience already. He and his wife have tickets to the second day, right? The second show?
Yeah, well, the first full day, that Friday. It opens Thursday night.
Thursday night. So that Friday
midnight,
morning.
Midnight, is that what it is? It's midnight?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
Some theaters are showing a big marathon of all the movies and then ending with the new one.
Mm. Ah, right. That'd How many movies are there?
Six.
There will
six
be,
of them.
This there will seven. Be seven when this comes out.
Yeah. Okay. So
and then there will be eight. And then there will be nine. And then there will be ten. And Disney will keep this going forever. I'm looking at a picture of Harrison Ford now as he appeared. I'm thinking back to 1977 and how he looked. His hair looks the same. They've parted it the same. I mean, obviously, he looks older. You know, surprisingly, Chewbacca doesn't look any older than he did in 1977.
There's wrinkles under all that hair. He just can't see them.
All right, poll yesterday. Which team would you like to see win the World Series? 54% of you who responded to the poll at DougSteffen.com said the Cubbies. 19% said the Royals, 15% said the Blue Jays, and 12% said the Mets. The Mets get a big boo. I think the Cubs do, too. I'd like to see the Royals win. Let's see what happens. As we're going to be playing baseball or watching it until well into November, it would appear. What did we say yesterday? The schedule goes through if they play all the games on November 7th or something?
If the World Series goes seven games, it goes into the first week in November.
Wowie zowie. Amazing. I love thoughts and thinking. So we have a thought of the day. We have a quote of the day. We oftentimes have things that go into the motivational world. I thought this was something one of my great friends and colleagues in this business, Larry Fuss, whose radio stations carry this program, sent me this morning, and I thought it was perfect. It comes from the Dalai Lama, but it's great for people who do talk or who are just talkers. When you talk, you're only repeating what you know. If you listen, you may learn something new.
That's right.
How about that? That's very cool.
That's right.
So
how does that apply to us as talk show hosts?
I don't know. We have to use our ears more, perhaps.
I'm sorry, what?
Right, exactly. All right, so Oprah Winfrey made $70 million yesterday. One day. Weight Watchers was the key. She decided she would buy stock in Weight Watchers. Mm-hmm. So she spent, she bought 6.4 million shares, 10% of the company she bought yesterday. And then she got options to buy 3.5 million more, which caused the stock to double in one day to $13.92 a share. And
so who advised her to do this? That's
I
want to know.
I wish I'd had somebody talking to me about this last week. Because a lot of people made a lot of money yesterday, including the company that owns half the stock. It's a firm called Artal. It's a private investment firm. They made $209 million yesterday, a gain for one day that is larger than anything else that they've done.
I think someone's going to look at this as insider trading, because who knows if that company went to Oprah and said, hey, how about this? How about if you buy this amount and, you know, we'll make it public, and the next thing you know, the stock will skyrocket.
They're going to use her as their spokesperson.
Well, so, there you go.
Using her in order to entice her to do it. I mean, this woman's worth over $3 billion, according to Forbes magazine. So what is another $70 million to her? So $70 million but it was enough to get her to say, okay, I'll represent you. And that's what they need, because she has amazing credibility. Amazing credibility. And so it's magic. Her name is magic. Oprah is magic. Here's a woman that said, recalling the story correctly, Kenny, you can correct me if I'm wrong. She grew up in Baltimore. She was a local reporter in Baltimore, and then started doing a local access show, one of those 7:30 deals that they used to have, called "The People Are Talking," which was on the Westinghouse station. Every Westinghouse station, they don't even exist anymore. They all are owned by CBS now. But the Westinghouse stations had a unit that syndicated shows. And one of them that they came up with was a show called People Are Talking, and it was produced in every Westinghouse market locally. For that market, it was a half hour a day. And Oprah Winfrey was the host of the show in Baltimore. I don't think she ever did any radio, but she was a young reporter and then worked her way into this. And then she had an opportunity to go do the show in Chicago, which she did. And from that, she met the King brothers, who were trying to come up with another show like Phil Donahue's show, only with a female host. And they thought, okay, Chicago, black lady, she's got a lot of talent, she's perky, we'll take a shot at this. It may not work, but we'll try it. So they didn't know what to expect, and they didn't know Oprah, really. They thought, okay, here's a way of getting it. They started locally in Chicago, and they gave her, they said, well, you know, we'll give you a small salary, and we'll give you ownership of the show. So she owned, I believe at the time, 40% or 45% of the show.
Mm-hmm.
And that has translated into $3 billion. Thank you, King Brothers. What else would you say under the circumstances? God love her. And look at what she told her life story, which was really a little spicy. She has been up and down in terms of what her weight is herself. I mean, she's been very heavy and then she's been slight. And so that's why she's perfect for Weight Watchers. She's got her own network. I mean, the woman's very smart, very good business person, deserves every bit of respect that she gets for having created something out of nothing and believing in herself. Mm-hmm. That's the lesson here, I believe, in Oprah. She believed in her talent. She believed in herself. So she made it work.
Mm-hmm.
And that's the lesson for everybody as far as I'm concerned. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Here is a powerful, very powerful product that you can use to take care of problem eye darkness, bags, puffiness. Actually, there's two products here. The great news is that there's a new product that goes hand-in-hand with GenuCell. You've heard me talk about GenuCell.
I need some more, by the way, Doug.
Do you really, Roberta?
Well, yes, I do. I love this stuff, and I'm just about running out of it.
So tell me where you want me to send it, because you got about four houses that I can choose from to send it. So tell me where you want me to send it, and I'll ask them.
Okay, I'll email you the address.
What they'll do is send you the GenuCell, which has been around for a long time, taking care of bags and puffiness, lines around your eyes, et cetera, et cetera. You will love that. And now, the new Platinum Dark Circle Treatment. You can try that absolutely free as well by calling 800-543-9262. You got the inside on this older product that works so well. It doesn't cover anything up. It extracts from your eyes the water that's underneath that causes the puffiness. So you get that. And then, because they've introduced this new Platinum Dark Circle treatment, they're going to give you the opportunity of getting that free. So you order GenuCell, you get the Platinum Dark Circle treatment as an add-on. You also will be given the chance to get a luxury gift if they ask you for those three different choices. Ask them if you can have some Esthétique. That's another great face cream from the same company. So three products for the price of one, taking care of the dark circles, the bags, the puffiness, everything around your eyes that you want to be attracted. Doesn't cover them up. It's not makeup. It fixes the problem with them or your money back. Please call right now, 800-543-9262. You'll be excited when you get this, and you'll get free express shipping when you mention Doug Steffen. Get to work on your eyes and your face. 800-543-9262. What a great deal. Don't wait. The deal won't be around forever. 800-543-9262. It's a good deal.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
This is brought to you by Takeda Pharmaceuticals. January is often when we set resolutions to lose weight. Is that the best idea? A new campaign, Resolve Now, Stay Ahead of the Curve, launched to inspire obese or overweight people to take action now, to talk with a doctor about a weight loss plan, including diet, exercise, and other options. Television actress and campaign partner Sarah Rue comments.
A few years ago, I saw a gap between how I envisioned myself in the future and my reality. I knew I had to make a change. I joined this campaign to encourage people struggling with their weight to talk with their doctor about a weight loss plan. It's one of the most important conversations you can have.
Visit iResolveNow.com to read Sarah's story, what activities worked for her, and share your personal story for a chance to win prizes to help you work toward reaching your weight loss goals.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want
a great deal. With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do, and I'm still free.
With Staples Price Match Guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples, make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online and retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
As an entrepreneur, you're always on the go. So turn your mobile phone into a business phone system with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. Get a new business number or keep your current one. Sound professional with a main greeting and multiple extensions that forward callers to your mobile phone. You can even get voicemails transcribed. Join over 150,000 small businesses who stay connected with Grasshopper. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Doug Steffen. Good Day program at 48 past the hour. Kenny has some more comments. Facebook.com/Good Day. Twitter at Good Day Show on the Star Wars phenom.
Joel says this movie should be called Star Wars: The Quest for More Money.
they have to work hard at that. What do you think? It's a great American company, Disney, one of our best American corporate citizens, and they're there to make money. I've had my ups and downs with them over the years, but I'll tell you something, they've figured it out. They know how to buy the right stuff and promote the right stuff and make the right stuff. So good for them. People benefit because there's entertainment there. And most of the stuff that comes from Disney, movie-wise, pretty good. Most of the stuff that comes from across the board is pretty good. All right, what else, Kenny?
William says, I got my two tickets for Thursday. I'll be the one standing in line in the Stormtrooper outfit.
Yes, you will, sir. Congratulations. All right, I want to see a Chewbacca outfit. Go ahead.
Andy says, Star Wars broke the internet. Before I could hit refresh, it was sold out in New York City in minutes. Luckily, wow. I was able to get two tickets in New Jersey. Now Fandango is down, too.
Really?
Yep, yeah.
What other, besides Fandango,
is it on movie phone?
Chains?
Probably. It's probably on all any yeah, movie thing online.
Any movie book online, yeah.
Yeah, yep. Right.
Wow.
All right, what else?
Doug says, John Wayne was asked his opinion after watching the original Star Wars, and his answer was, they will always make Westerns.
Well, and that is what these really are, good guys
Absolutely.
And bad guys.
Yes, they're Westerns in space.
Yep. Yep. John Wayne died in 1979, so he was able to see the first one. That's and that is, I never heard that comment before.
They will always make Westerns.
They will always make Westerns. Yep. One way or
another. Good line for if you want to be a screenwriter, remember that one.
Always make Westerns. 51 after on Good Day.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't take on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes. I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Earthquake, floods, winter storms, prolonged power outages, or war. Each of us have had that moment when we recognize that we need to be better prepared. We typically do the same thing. We start with food storage, then we address the need for water. But have you considered heat storage? I'm talking about staying warm in the cold. Here are some things for you to consider. How will I keep my family warm? The standard answers are firewood, coal, or propane. But the problem with that if you need to be on the move is you can't take it with you. Another concern, there may come a time when you need to stay warm without smoke, like in times of war. There may even come a time when you can't burn fuel. The answers may be simpler and less costly than you think. For these answers, go to FortressClothing.com. Again, FortressClothing.com has the answers to your heat storage dilemma. Don't get stuck in the cold. FortressClothing.com. You'll never be cold again.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24-7 listen line number today. 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Same name, number one during the Halloween period, 1988. Wasn't that Dean Wormer?
Yes, it was. He's the only name in this movie.
Why in the name of God, would I recognize that voice? And I guess that means I've been listening more than I've been talking, Roberta, under the circumstances, taking my own advice. That was the Dean Wormer from Animal House. That was his voice. He was in this silly movie, Killer Clowns from Outer Space. All right, can you give us a description of the plot here, Kenny, please?
Oh, the title really says it all.
Yeah.
This flying saucer that's shaped like a big top tent lands out in the middle of nowhere, and it's full of these clowns who mm-hmm. go around killing people with popcorn guns and the kinds of things that clowns would use.
Oh, really? It's, do they?
But... Yeah. Exactly.
That doesn't actually sound like a clairvoyant. This is a clairvoyant. That's more like it. All right, anyways. And how bad is it that I've got those here? Whether Kenny knows what the theme is. Chuck Curry is off today. Chuck is moving his office facility from one part of town to another, and he's having, believe it or not, folks, trouble with Verizon getting hooked up. I know those of you who use Verizon think it's the best thing in the world. They are, according to their advertising, they're the best of any of the choices you could get for service. So Chuck must be an exception to the rule, right? Because they always get everything right at Verizon.
Oof. Yeah.
Right. Right. We can make a movie about that. Okay. So more Star Wars conversation, I suppose, is appropriate. And that's coming up next here on Good Day and Movie Moments.
Welcome to the show that really stinks. Owner Events, brought to you by Citrus Magic. Today, the Jones family will name all the odor events they can in 30 seconds. Ready? Go!
Rotten garbage can.
Yes, Molly.
Ew, musty basement.
Good. Jimmy.
Poopy diaper.
Yep. Haley.
Smelly socks.
Yes, Dave.
Stinky litter box.
Yes, Molly.
Ugh, funky fridge fumes.
Good. Jimmy.
Honey odor, please.
Yes, Haley.
Cat feet. Wait, cat pee.
You're out of time.
But
I'm sorry. See you again next week for...
That's gross.
Odor Events, the show that really stinks.
Get rid of the odor events in your home with Citrus Magic. The strength of its citrus makes odors disappear, leaving the fresh scent of natural citrus. Look for Citrus Magic in the air freshener aisle in Target, Kroger, Safeway, Publix, Walmart, and other fine stores everywhere.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. My office computers are running really slow. Do you?
Staples has the latest Windows 10 devices. They're lightning fast.
But I want...
A great deal. With Staples' price match guarantee, you'll always get the lowest price.
Wow, and do you have plans?
No, actually, I'm free.
I meant tech service plans.
Yes, we do. And I'm still free.
With Staples' price match guarantee, you'll get more tech for less. Staples. Make more happen.
Price match valid at checkout for items from retailers operating online in retail stores or products sold and shipped by Amazon. See store staples.com for details.
All right. So the details of the Star Wars phenom. 6 million people have seen that trailer already since it came out last night. Basically, it's the spot for Monday Night Football, right? It's not really a trailer, Kenny.
No, it is a trailer. They ran it during halftime during the football game last night, and then afterwards it went up on YouTube.
Yeah. So 6 million. Has any word on how many people have actually bought tickets so far? The sites are crashed. Fandango among them. If you're trying to get tickets, you better wait a while because they got to straighten it out or sort it out, or just not so many people have to try at the same time. So how many tickets do we know?
I haven't seen anywhere. I think it's going to take them a little while to figure that out because there's been so many technology problems.
Right. Netflix in the movie news, looking to make a big splash at the Oscars, beginning to stream its first feature film, the African war drama Beasts of No Nation, directed by Cary Fukunaga, who directed True Detective, stars Idris Elba. Also be released in select U.S. theaters. I've not seen too much about this. Roberta, you're pretty close to some of the stuff in New York. Netflix bought the movie in March based on a novel. This is one of those things that Netflix and Amazon are buying up all the ideas that are not making it in the theaters so they can put them up on Netflix and Amazon.
That's right.
Pretty amazing.
Smart.
Yeah, I think it is smart, Frank. It'd be interesting to see how the budgets work as far as big theater releases have multi-billion dollar budgets. Can these people afford that?
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be The Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.